What is up, you guys? Welcome to the Dear Universe It's Me podcast. You are listening to episode 11. 11 is a magical number. I see 11-11 all the time. I see 1-11 all the time. I'm so excited that it's episode 11. And if my voice does not sound familiar to you, welcome to the podcast. My name is Jenny. I am your host. If my voice does sound familiar to you, welcome back to the show. I'm so excited to have you here. Today's episode is very special because this is a part two to episode three. Now, when I released episode three talking about being an empath, I drew from a lot of personal experience, but a lot of stuff that I had talked to my life coach about. So therefore, today's episode is with my life coach, Manjeet. So if you know that you're an empath, maybe you're not an empath, but you have one in your life and you just don't know how to set boundaries, today's episode is for you. I left this episode going into my workday just feeling invigorated and having valuable, tangible tools to navigate putting up a boundary when I needed to, because I know that I have empathic tendencies. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about Manjeet. You guys know she's my personal life coach. I've been seeing her for a few months now. Talking to her is the biggest step I could have taken in my personal healing. She's amazing. I can't speak highly of her enough. I have attended one of her women's circles and it was awesome. I encourage you to do the same. Everything is linked in the description of this episode where you can contact her. If you are a man listening and you have a woman in your life and you think she needs some female connection, send her the information in the description or DM me or Manjeet. There is awesome stuff coming up on her calendar. So Manjeet has been an intuitive life coach for about 20 years, and her mission is to help busy women embrace a life of clarity, balance, and purpose. Yes, please. Throughout her life coaching, her clients move out of survival mode and powerfully move into thrival mode. Yes, and I can feel myself doing that from working with her. And this is a place where you feel grounded, you know your boundaries, no pun intended, and you relish in exquisite self-care. This is a place where we step into our power and we live life with purpose. We all want that. Something else that is really cool about Manjeet is that she's certified in Ascension Alchemy Method. So that means that she does Akashic Records reading. So if you do a session with her on this, you can expect a little bit of magic and powerful insight as she takes you back into your past lives or provides future options where her clients and their guides can discover and explore. So it's a little bit of past life magic. Manjeet loves injecting creativity and spirituality into every day, and she finds joy in converting confusion into clarity. Let me tell you, accurate. I have experienced a lot of that with her, like aha moments or realizing triggers that I have that I didn't pick up on before. Manjeet views the world with unending optimism and joy, and she's dedicated to creating a safe, non-judgmental space where her clients can grow and create a life of intention. I can't speak highly enough about her. I love working with her. We do it virtually. She is amazing, and she has the best laugh in the world. So I want us to jump into boundaries for the empath. I hope you walk away with awesome tools from this episode like I did. And you should definitely stick around and listen if you're a highly sensitive person and you don't know how to set boundaries and you feel exhausted all the time. Hello, that is me. So let's breathe before we jump into the episode. If you're new to the podcast, we breathe before every single episode, and it's something I love doing. I look forward to recording it for you guys because it also allows me to relax selfishly. So I'm actually not on my living room floor today. The past few episodes I've recorded, I've been there, but I'm actually at a desk today. And if you're like me, if you're at a desk or if you're on the couch, ground your feet into the floor. Whether you feel carpet or hardwood, just put your feet on the ground and feel a little bit grounded. Roll your shoulders up close to your ears. Take an inhale. Exhale. Roll your shoulders down away from your ears. Do that a few times. Perfect. And then on your next exhale, release all of the air from your lungs, making space for new clarity. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Feel your lungs expand, belly balloon. Open your mouth. Exhale. Let it go. Don't be afraid to make an audible sound here. And as always, you guys, give yourself permission to feel. Feel where you're holding tension in your body. Feel where you're tired. Feel where you feel loved. Give yourself permission to feel emotions. Okay, let's jump into this episode, Boundaries for an Empath, with my beautiful, strong, beloved friend and life coach, Manjeet Russell. Well, I am so stoked to have you here. So obviously, Manjeet, you're my life coach. So naturally, I love you. And before we do anything, I want to ask you how you're doing. This is actually my first morning podcast, and I feel a lot more energized in the morning. I'm a morning person. So how are you doing?
I'm great. Yeah, thank you so much for having me. This is such an honor. Really excited to talk about some boundaries for the empath.
Yes.
And yeah, I feel good. I like morning recordings.
I think I'll prefer it. Yeah, I'm definitely a morning person. And I'm super excited to have you here because you give me a lot of good nuggets that I take into my life. And now I can share those nuggets with people who are listening. And episode 3, I actually talked about being an empath. And that stemmed from one of our calls because something clicked for me and I realized that I was feeling certain things because I was an empath maybe and all of that. So I've already done an episode on this and a lot of people had really, really big questions and a lot of feedback. It was like my second most listened to episode so far. So doing this follow-up with you on boundaries is so exciting. I think a lot of people need to hear this conversation. And just to introduce people to you a little bit, I know I mentioned some stuff in my intro, but how did you get on this path, whether you would call it being a life coach, an intuitive, or your spiritual path? How did you find this realm?
Yeah. Well, I think if I really unpack it, it really started as a child for me. You know, my parents are very spiritual and they embrace the metaphysical. My father is a hypnotherapist. So, we kind of grew up with a lot of meditation and some psychic games, lots of talk about religions and how we're all connected. And so, I really think that spiritualism has been woven into my life in so many different ways as a mom, you know, as a coach, as a wife. But I think a huge part of my spiritual journey, it really amplified as a young woman when I discovered that I was an empath, right? Mm-hmm. That's kind of like a catalyst for a lot of us when we realize, yeah. Oh, I actually, what is really happening here? And I love that about in your episode number 3, you know, how you talk about that with yourself and how you kind of discovered that. But I was having a conversation with a person who had a tumor in their leg. And after about 20 minutes of being with that person, I went home and I was limping from that.
Whoa.
Leg. So
that was like a physical manifestation of taking on that energy.
Yes. And this is something about an empath that, you know, we can talk, we're going to talk a little bit more about, I'm sure, right? The signs. And when I got home, I mean, I had to limp for like all day. And my dad was like, I don't think so.
You're just playing yourself. This is fake. No, but whoa, that's big. Well, no,
he was actually saying like, you are an empath. Like, this is not okay for you.
What a blessing.
Yeah. Like I was really lucky. I think you're right. I think that, that alternative response is more what people expect. Like, oh, what a faker, you know,
but my dad would have said,
yeah, I know. And, you know, and then my dad was like, I feel really, really lucky in a lot of regards. So thanks for pointing that out. He was like, no, that is not going to happen. I understand what's happening here. And he introduced me to what I call the EBT. It's called the energetic bubble technique. And we can talk about that later. It's a really powerful way to kind of protect yourself energetically. And I really have to say, there aren't many places that I go where I don't do that. It's such a natural process for me for creating a boundary that is really, really important. Yeah. So.
Yeah, that's huge. How cool and amazing that it's just been part of your life since you were little. I think That is the more people I talk to, the more I find that people have just grown up kind of knowing and following their gut, that they have an intuition and being aware of energy. And it's so fascinating to me because that was just not part of my existence until after my divorce is when all of this. So I think it can manifest differently for people, but I think that's so amazing that you've lived your life this way and being aware of that. And I think that's why you're so strong. And I mean, you're just an amazing human being. And
goodness.
Yeah, but that's very, very cool.
Thank
so
you.
Becoming a life coach was kind of a parallel for you.
Yeah, for sure. And I noticed in your episode 3, you had actually made a comment about, you know, can you imagine being a Cancer and being an empath?
Yes.
Girl, that's me.
that's a lot of feelings.
That is 100% me. And I heard you saying in that episode and I was dying because I'm like, yeah, girl, that is totally it. So yeah, I'm really grateful that I've been able to kind of figure out some real a good strategy, you know, and I could share them with your audience, your amazing high vibe audience.
Yes. Yes. And a lot of people listening are in my boat. They're discovering all of these things and setting boundaries is very important, but it's very difficult. So before we jump into boundaries, just to recap, and I want to hear your kind of definition. How would you define what it means to be an empath if we were going to explain it to an 8-year-old, for example?
Yeah, well, and you know, I recently have been having a lot of conversations with my daughters because they are super empathic, and I think a lot of young people are, you know, so
children for sure.
Yeah, they just really, really, really feel things on a different level. But I really like this definition from Judy Orloff. She's like a pioneer in the field, and she describes empaths as those who absorb the world's joys and stresses like emotional sponges.
Yeah. Right?
And she suggests that empaths lack the filters most people use to protect themselves from excessive stimulation. Right. So they can't help but take in all the surrounding emotion and the energy, whether it's good, bad, or something in the middle. And I think that is one of the most powerful definitions, is that we're human sponges with energy. And that's why this podcast, this episode is so powerful, because it's about boundaries. What are we absorbing? You know, how are we doing that? And Kim Eagle, another really great San Diego-based therapist, she says that empaths have a higher sensitivity to outside stimulus, such as big sounds, big personalities, hectic environments. And they bring a lot of heart and care into the world. And they feel very, very deeply. So very similar to your episode 3, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you were unpacking, like this is what we do.
Yeah. And I think what's interesting for me, and the reason I have such a hard time setting boundaries, is I was in a relationship with a narcissist. So for a decade, kind of my life was around someone else's needs, someone else's emotions, someone else's energy and their wants. And I had zero, there was no time for me. I never said no, which I want to ask you about saying no. So what are boundaries as an empath? Why are they important? And what do they look like? Because I think some people listening might be thinking, well, is it alone time? Is it, you know, if I don't answer the phone, if someone's blowing me up and I know that person's going to drain me.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great question. Right. And it's like, for the way I kind of see empaths too, and it's kind of like an extension of the definition for me, it's kind of like a double-edged sword, isn't it? Like, and you kind of allude to this in your episode 3. So if you haven't listen to episode 3. It's really awesome.
It's just me jabbing on.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome. Because I feel like being an empath, right, really connects us really powerfully to others in a really sacred and intuitive way. Yeah, right? I love embracing my empathic self when I'm coaching or when I'm being a mom, you know? But then on the other hand, you know, being an empath can actually be quite isolating. Right? It can really help us, you know, can really make us feel overwhelmed and we are naturally keepers of other people's secrets. People come to us a lot to talk to us about things that can be very heavy, right? Mm-hmm. Those are some of the signs that you're an empath, and you can also talk about that too.
That's a really big one. Yeah, when people come to you, can you keep a secret? Or I need to talk about this. Can I talk to you about it? And it is a good thing, but over time it can really wear on you if you don't have ways to funnel that.
Yeah. I think that, you know, that is really the key here. And, you know, some of my most powerful clients, they're amazing empaths, right? They do extraordinary in their jobs because they've learned how to implement boundaries in their lives, right? And what they're doing is they're protecting themselves. But I often say it's like when we create a boundary, we're allowing the best of us to come through. Right. And none of the other stuff to come in. Right.
Which is critical. That's mission critical to being your best self. And that is the biggest, if you're an empath, that's the biggest self-care exercise you can do, is to set a boundary or several boundaries.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like it brings out the best of you without depleting any of you.
Yeah.
No. So it's like your best self can shine, and you can hold the secrets, and you can hold, you know, that space for people. But you're also able to discern between, okay, this is a chaotic environment right now. This doesn't serve me. What are my choices?
And I think that can be hard, because I think sometimes, at least for me, it can feel very selfish. Mm-hmm. And I always feel like, well, this person needs me, or maybe they, you know, they're in a hard time, they need to talk. And it feels selfish for me to say no, or to come back at another time, or to turn my phone off. I am so bad at that, because to me, I'm like, well, I'm being selfish, you know, and I want to help people, and I want to be there for someone if they need something. And I think that's a stigma. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think it's self-care is not it's necessary to do things like that, but there is shame around it for some reason, at least for me, and it's silly.
Yeah, that's a great point. And this is like really my favorite question ever. How do I say no, right? It's like my favorite question, because you're absolutely 100% right. And that's the thing that I love about you, is just your honesty about all of that, right? That it does feel sticky that I'm saying no. And saying no, right? What an amazing way to create a boundary as an empath, right? When you really think about it. And so when I think about saying no, I almost have to kind of peel it back a little bit and talk about my definition of balance. So In my definition of balance, whenever I say yes to something, I'm inherently saying no to something else. Right?
They go
hand in hand, right? That is really one of my fundamental beliefs. So it's a bit of a mind shift, right? Balance. So for example, Jenny, tell me.
It's okay. We have another Jen in our lives. I know. You know what? If you want to call me, I will literally go by anything. It's so funny. In the goddess circle, it was like, we have a Jen, we have a Jenny. Who's who? It's like, we're both.
You were so gracious, both of you. Like, freak show, Manji. What is wrong with you? So like this is a great example. You were saying earlier, like, you say yes, you know, you say yes a lot, but it's harder to say no. What is something you say yes to a lot in your life?
I say yes too often in my life now. I say yes to like bailing on people, which I guess is kind of saying no in a way. But I don't do social things because I'm so depleted by my 9-to-5 work. And so, that's more of a saying no thing. I say yes to unhealthy foods, especially this week, which inadvertently is saying no to healthy foods. Right? If you think about it in that shift, which eating is a whole nother topic, but to indulgence, I think is what I would say, to telling myself, oh, I've had a really hard week. I'm really stressed. I deserve to indulge in food that's not good for me. saying yes to that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great one. And I love like the way your brain went through that.
Yeah.
This is part of the coaching process that is so magnificent, right? That you know, when you precipitated down, you're saying, I say yes to unhealthy food. And then you're saying, but in that action, you're saying no to self-care.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Right? Yeah.
So I think, you know, it's saying no, it's really fundamental. It's about understanding what am I constantly saying yes to? What am I saying no to in the same breath? And that gets us used to the no in our life, right? Mm-hmm. So we don't have that stigma of it being gross and sticky and, you know, selfish. Like you mentioned earlier, you know, work. So you might be saying yes to work a lot. And again, the inherent no in that is saying no to self-care, saying no to your time for a bath and, you know, connecting with somebody else, for example.
You're right. Right. I normally take a lot of baths. I haven't taken any this week because it's, which is like, I know that's time I need for myself and I'm not doing it. But yeah, I mean, and that's a boundary. Stop working at 5 p.m., turn your phone off, take care of yourself. And that's just not been happening. So yeah, good point.
Yeah. It's kind of the same thing, right? When you're an empath, that's how you're creating that no in your life by saying, you know, and sometimes this is where I think it's important to acknowledge, like sometimes it might be okay for you to say yes to work and no to the bath. You know, if it means this is a really critical patient, this is something that's really important, like I'm willing to take one for the bigger picture in my life. That doesn't mean you've failed or you've done something wrong. You've broke the 5 o'clock boundary. It means in that moment, you have full clarity of your intention, right? In that moment, you are not a victim to that circumstance anymore because you're saying, you know what, right now the bath can wait. This is really, really critical. And then I'm going to wrap it up and then I'm going to be okay.
Yeah. Clarity.
Yeah.
That's really, really massive. Yeah. If you're making an intentional decision to say yes to something, but then you know, okay, when this is done, I know what I need to do for myself. That feels different than just being around stuff that you know is draining your energy with no intention and no plan to fill your cup later.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah. It's not having those like really rigid structures as well in your life. You know, to say, you know, I didn't shut my computer off at 5 o'clock. I failed. You know, we're really hard on ourselves like that sometimes, right? Mm-hmm. But giving ourselves some of that grace, some of that, and that's balance, right? Saying, I am very aware what I'm saying no to in this moment as I say yes to you, you know, but when you're saying yes, 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 without that clarity piece, without the knowledge of the no, you become a victim of your life.
Yeah, that's a really, really important boundary. That's a really, really, just the word clarity, you saying that was like, you know, it clicked.
Yeah.
And can I ask a situational question? Because
yeah.
I know this comes up so much for people in my life. I think sometimes in our lives, we have friends who, and I use the word friends because that's what came to mind, but people who only reach out to you when they need to vent. They need to wring out their sponge. And we as empaths absorb that sponge, but they know they can come to us to complain, to vent, to get advice, but it's never reciprocal. They never ask, how are you? It's always just, I'm going to call you when I need to vent because I know you'll take it on. How can you, without feeling selfish, set a boundary in a social situation like that? And maybe this question, you know, doesn't make sense, but I just know in my life, there's so many times I'll see people call and I'm like, I don't want to answer this. I know exactly why they're calling. I'm tired. Yeah. I don't feel like I can set a boundary here. I don't feel like I can say no to a person. I feel like I can say no to work sometimes, but when it comes to people and emotions, it's so much harder.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I think this is where your intention is really key, right? Your intention in that moment, sorry,
It is 9 a.m. We are good.
Like weird, actively. Like, whoa. Yeah, I think that is really a great question. Because what we're doing is we're putting the focus on us, right? This is not about them. And this is kind of what the whole coaching process is about. It's about really understanding who we are and always being aware of what our intention is. So in that moment, when somebody's calling to you on the phone and, you know, you're saying, I'm just not ready to go there. I don't have the emotional space to handle that. And as an empath, that is a bravo moment because you are number one acknowledging that you are an empath and that this is not going to serve you in that moment, right? So that is actually an amazing distinction that you're making. Like, I don't have the emotional space to really give them your full attention. And so then your intention, it might be a moment for you to really get clear about your intention. My intention is to be a good friend to this person. My intention is to give them because they deserve all of my attention. I can't give that to them right now. So I'm going to defer until I am ready to do so. Okay? Mm-hmm. That intention is born of complete love for yourself, but also for them. Right? It's that decision, your intention is really actually quite awesome. And I've actually said that to people before too. Like, you know, people will call and have some get into a discussion, and I will say, and this takes practice, of course, just like things, right? I would say, you know, I really want to give you the time and the energy that you deserve in this moment. Can I call you back in an hour?
Hmm. Ooh, I love that.
Right. So you're creating a boundary for yourself, and it's a verbal boundary. You're telling them that, you know, you honor them, but you're also honoring yourself. And the key here is always 100% intention, knowing that that's how I'm going to be my best self. So in that hour, I might go and do a meditation. You know, I'm going to do something for myself so that I can prepare myself. I might initiate my energetic bubble boundary and this moment, you know, so that when I call her back, I can be really present for her.
Mm-hmm.
Does that serve you?
Yes. And I love that you ask, does that serve you? I'm like starting to steal that and ask, like when I'm in conversations else, we'll have a dialogue and I'll say, does that serve you? And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm becoming, but it's such a beautiful way to say, does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know, and yes, that totally did serve me because I've never done that. And I don't know why, because that seems so natural, mm-hmm. but I think it's being vulnerable with someone mm-hmm. and saying, I hear you. I see you. Let me call you back. Yeah. And even in a workspace, if people did that, I think conversations would go, so many conflicts could be avoided and so many negative confrontations could be avoided if people just said, you know what, I need half an hour, I need an hour, I will get back to you. And that is a boundary. That's like the easiest boundary you can do.
Yeah. But it really does, right? It requires you to have a clear intention. Mm-hmm. It requires you to really look at in that moment, how am I being in my best self? Mm-hmm. You know, like I said before, how are we shining brightly without depleting all of us?
Mm-hmm.
How do we do that? And those are the ways, right? You ask for what you need, but how do you know what to ask for if you don't know what you need? Right.
Yeah.
This is why that intention piece is so important. Like, I know for me, I do this all the time at work, you know, not in my coaching world, but you know, in other areas of my life, people will come and want to have a conversation and maybe it's like confrontational. Right? Like it's a problem. We need resolution. And I will often say, I hear what you're saying, exactly what you just said. I hear what you're saying. I really want to dig a little deeper into this. I'll call you back in 15 minutes.
Boom. I love that.
I'm done. Right. And what's so powerful about that is I'm giving them a timeout mm-hmm. and I'm giving myself a timeout. And mm-hmm. 90% of the time when I get back on the call in 15 minutes, they have de-escalated themselves.
Or even saying, I want to respond with a clear mind. Let me call you back.
Yes. Yes. Give me 15 minutes. I just need to unpack this. I want to do a little bit of research. I say that all the time and they love that. Ooh, shit. Yeah.
I like that. I need to do some research.
I'm going to do a little research. I'm going to look into this. Okay. But really what I'm doing, you know, meditating for like 15 minutes to get myself centered.
Oh gosh. Even if you breathe for 5 minutes, you're going to have a clearer mind and you might not have exploded on that person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So go ahead. Sorry. I'm trying to be really good about not interrupting and I'm very proud of myself. And actually you've taught me this when we have our sessions is like the importance of pause. And so I'm really trying to do that more. So I'm very proud of myself that I didn't just interrupt you.
Oh, I love it. You're doing great. I know it's a great topic, right? It's just so loaded. But if you would find it helpful, I would love to share my 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 your life strategy. This is exactly how we stop that reacting. In a situation. So like as an empath, when we feel that stress, you know, we feel that bombardment, we feel like, oh my gosh, she's on the phone right now. I can't even call her and talk to her right now. Like all of those are the automatic stress responses for an empath, right? That's when we go, oh man, I'm either going to shut down, I'm going to isolate myself, or I'm going to pop off. Right?
Yes. Please share. Cause when you shared them with me, I really, really do use them in my life and try to incorporate that.
So, yeah. Yes. Oh, I love that. Okay, good. I'm going to use the example. I'll use the example as an empath. Does that sound good?
But love it.
This strategy, you know, you can use it for anything in your life. I use it like all the time as a parent. I know one of your listeners was wanting to, you know, how do I create boundaries with my kids? You know, yes. This is exactly one of those. This is transcendent on all of those things. Yeah.
Yes.
So the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, your life, you're feeling overwhelmed. You're kind of like, okay, so the scenario I was thinking about, right, was very similar to what we're dealing with here. Like as an empath, something happened, you're in conflict. You're not quite sure what to do. The very first thing you do is number one, it's stop. Okay. So when I say stop, I mean, stop everything. And it's such a critical first step and it stops us from reacting like we were talking about, right? Mm-hmm. Because we have automatic stress responses, things that we want to do right away. Like I want to just say, oh no, you suck. Stop calling me, back off. You know, we get even angry, right?
Yeah.
When you stop in these really stressful moments, you're actually creating a space for you to create a boundary for yourself. So that stopping mechanism is so, so important. And I think this is something that empaths, like this is where they lose their shit. Like they don't, you know, we don't stop enough in our life. And it's similar to what you were just saying about the pause.
Yeah. Right? It's hard.
So, you're probably thinking, oh, that sounds great, but how do I actually stop myself when I'm like, I've had this stress response my whole life, right?
Yeah.
Well, for me, it's actually really, really visual. So in my mind's eye, I might see like a little stop sign in my mind's eye.
Literally. Your bubble you were talking about, right? Kind of?
Yeah. The bubble's a little different. The bubble is like a little bit of a more of a breathing actually exercise, which we can talk about after for sure. But the stop sign, it just kind of makes me like shut down. When I see the stop sign, I'm like, okay, I need to like take a minute. Number two is breathe, right? I love that, you know, you talk, that's why I'm breathing, right? Yogi, you're like, you get that. It's so important. And you talked about this in the third episode, helping your, you know, your nervous system.
Yeah.
And it's also really powerful in bringing oxygen, fresh oxygen to your brain and your lungs, right? So you're just giving yourself precious moments to think, you know, just to get ready for, actually you're getting ready for number three, which is analyze. So in analyze mode, so it's stop, breathe. Now we're going to analyze the situation, right? So like, for example, if, you know, if somebody is popping off at you, you might ask yourself, how am I being my best self in this moment? It might be something really simple, like what do I need to take care of myself in this moment? And as an empath, that is so important.
And a lot of empaths don't ask themselves that question. They don't even think about themselves. No. It's right.
And this is the challenge. This is the challenge today, right? For all you beautiful empaths out there, is to ask yourself in that moment, stop, breathe. How can I serve myself in this moment, right? And it's very similar that number four is you make a decision. So we've stopped, taken a breath, we've analyzed this, you've asked yourself that powerful question, and now you're going to make a decision. So we can go to the example that, you know, we were talking about earlier. Maybe you make that decision to say, you know what, I'm going to give you 15 minutes. I'm going to give myself 15 minutes and then we'll regroup. That's the decision, right? Because that is in everybody's best interest. Mm-hmm. You're honoring your intent of creating balance and happiness and boundaries in your life.
Even in texting, you can do that. I see your message. I'm not ignoring you. Let me respond in 15 minutes.
Absolutely. 100%. Yes. All the platforms for sure. And then number five is actually, then you actually have to do it. So,
that is hard. I mean,
for some, and you know, what's interesting about the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it's called 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, your life. And it's a strategy for an intentional life, right? This is the way I use this all the time with my corporate clients. I use this as a mom. I use this with my other clients, you know, my one-on-one clients, like yourself. And it's very fascinating which steps are easy for people. Because for some people, it's really difficult for people to stop and breathe. They go right into action. And then they wonder why everyone's pissed off at them, right? Because they're acting in a way that maybe not be in congruency.
It's not in alignment with their intention, which we talked about intention.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? So you're doing a lot of this action. You're wondering, why is everybody always so mad at me? Or why am I feeling so depleted all the time? So it's a moment for us to be very, very deliberate, very, very intentional, and super clear about how we're showing up in the world. And as an empath, that means creating a boundary.
Yes. Right?
Like saying no, maybe that, you know, that saying no. And then the other, idea, you know, I was talking about was that energetic bubble, which we can talk about too. But yeah, the stop, breathe, analyze, decide, and then actually doing it.
I have used it a few times intentionally, and every single time taking an intentional stop and then asking myself, is this serving me or am I being my best self in this moment? Yes. I will tell you, probably 99% of the time, I was going to do something that was not my best self. It was not who I am.
And you're not alone. And that, I love that. I love that you're so honest about that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And most of it actually, you know, one of my best friends, we text all the time, like throughout the day, most of the day we're texting. And I think it's kind of expected that we're going to text back really quickly. And so we've gotten really good about saying like, I'm not ignoring you. I see your message. I will respond when I can. And that is kind of what we're talking about. It's so, and that can be a boundary. You know, sometimes people are busy, but I also think that is a boundary saying, I see this, I'll respond later, or even doing it in person. I honor you. I hear what you're saying. Let me do some research, or let me think it through, and let's connect in half an hour.
Right. That is power. And you know, this is bringing you into your power, right? This is bringing out the best of you without depleting any of you. That's what this is all about, right? Being intentional, creating that boundary for yourself, using the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. In all of those moments so that you can say, you know what, I'm going to go back into that meeting and I'm going to put my bubble up because that threw me off. Right. So then you can actually make that decision to say, okay, I really want to implement some boundaries, some other techniques.
Yeah. And I will list the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in the description too. So if people are listening, they want to write it down. I'll put it down below. Okay, I'm so curious about this energetic bubble.
I know, it's my favorite.
I love it. Sounds so cute.
It's awesome. I know. I call it the, you know, EBT you know, or, you know, like just because I say it so much with my clients and stuff. And a lot of my clients are, you know, just really empathic. They are feeling things. And it makes them really powerful, like I was saying earlier, in their roles. I think you're absolutely one of those people too, right? You kind of can read your clients before they may say something. This is what I was talking about, that double-edged sword piece.
Yeah.
This is what makes you so powerful and lovable, you know, and impactful in your job, right? In your life and as a person. But we don't want to deplete all of us. So the energetic bubble, it's actually quite simple. What you do is you stop and then you breathe. And as you're breathing, take some really beautiful deep breaths in and out. Right? And as you're doing that, what you're going to do is visualize a beautiful pink and gold bubble surrounding you. So with each breath, it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger, encompassing you. Now, there is no right or wrong way to do this shit. Absolutely. If that bubble wants to be unicorn color, which I don't really know what that means.
Every color of the rainbow.
That's what I meant, right? You know what I mean? It could be iridescent. It can be blue. It can be green, you know, which is like the heart chakra color. You know, I often use that too, because I just want
to. Too, right? Green is like an archangel
color. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure which one. I'm the little girl on the other side of the.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sorry. The archangels. I love them, but yeah, it's not my wheelhouse.
No, me neither. Not at all.
I love that.
Just making an assumption here.
Yeah. So whatever the color wants to be born for that bubble, let that shine, right? And the whole point is that you are inside this beautiful energetic bubble. That's what we're creating, an energetic boundary. So the saying no, right? The removing yourself from a situation, those are physical boundaries, right? You're saying, I'm going to come back and regroup after my research. We'll figure it out. This is for our spiritual selves, honoring our spiritual energetic selves and saying, this is my bubble. And what I envision, and sometimes when I'm going into like a bit of a contentious place, like I know I've got to really like, okay, I want to be, you know, our intention is to like, I'm going into like maybe some mediation coaching and there's some really conflicting energies, then my bubble might actually look like plexiglass. It might be like little plexiglass slides all over the place. And so the whole point of the bubble is that it's permeable. So it will allow only love and light in, and all your love and light people will be able to see that. But all that other energy that we've been talking about, that chaotic energy, the negative energy, the vibration of negative talk, it doesn't have an effect on us when we're in our bubble, because that is our intention. Yeah. I don't go many places without my bubble.
It's really hard. Sometimes even the grocery store. I've never. This is the first time I'm hearing about the bubble, and I like it. And I always kind of think of like my dad in my head saying like, "What the hell? You're gonna visualize a bubble?" But I want to say that. that is intention.
It is.
And that the power of visualization is really humongous.
Yeah.
The power of mindset is really, really huge. Yeah. And by thinking about that and having the bubble in your mind, you're setting an intention to protect yourself.
Yeah.
And I just think our minds are so powerful and our spiritual selves are so powerful, and how you talk to yourself is so important, and that will dictate how you show up in the world and show up for other people, right? You can't give your all to your family members who deserve it if you're completely drained because of other things.
Absolutely. That, you know, right? Bringing out the best of us without depleting any of us. All of our goodness is allowed to shine brightly, right? When we have these boundaries in place. And sometimes it does require that energetic boundary. And this is the bubble that my father taught me. If we go back to the beginning.
Your dad sounds so awesome.
Oh my gosh, he's a great guy.
He sounds like the greatest.
he's my spiritual mentor, you know. And as a young woman, this really became an integral part of my life. Like, it really has allowed me, like, before every coaching call, I spent a couple minutes, you know, really in my bubble so that I'm ready to hear all of the amazing stuff that you have to say. I don't want to miss any of it. Right? My intention is to be as present and as committed to the process as you are, you know? And so I that's such a beautiful ritual for me now. And it doesn't have to take a long time. You know, once you do it, after a while, it just becomes so natural. The deep breaths and then the bubble. Mm-hmm. And then you can, you know, kind of walk tall, right?
Yeah. I have always wondered that about life, you know, life coaching and doing what you do. I'm like, if I was on the phone with people and doing that, I would just feel so tired. But you have your boundaries as an empath that you set so that you can be there.
100%. Yeah. And another one, I was going to give you another example if we have a little time, for creating a boundary. And this one is also really, really powerful for me as a Cancer.
Little crab.
I know it's like a double whammy or something in your
I know.
I love that. It's so awesome. But Mother Nature, you know, empaths, we really connect with Mother Nature, you know, like and earth energy. And so one of the big things I love to do is I call it anchoring into Mother Earth. Right. So this is really, again, it's an energetic visualization where all I'm doing is I'm imagining my root chakra, and I'm imagining beautiful roots just flowing down my legs and going into Mother Earth. And she's holding me strong. Right. So it's just a really powerful way to create a boundary between me and everyone else, knowing that I'm unwavering, I'm strong. I'm protected, right? And I have a lot of folks that have anxiety, you know? And so this technique actually really, really helpful for the empaths that have anxiety. And what they do is they'll actually like release that anxiety into the earth. And it's very visual and it's very powerful and it's very impactful for these folks. And so if you're one of those people that feel that way, have some anxiety, Mother Earth will transmute that, right? She changes that energy.
Yeah.
And she can relieve you of that so that you're showing up minus anxiety in the world.
Mm-hmm. And for the parents listening, I read this somewhere, going out, if you have any, like if you have dirt in your backyard or grass, going out barefoot and feeling the earth underneath your feet and taking it, going outside, taking a minute to maybe do the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or to go out and breathe and connect your bare skin to the earth. That's big too, right? Because, you know, if you can't go out and go on a hike or, you know, I take a lot of day trips to hike, or I used to before it was 120 degrees outside. You know, if you can go in your backyard or your front yard and just connect to earth and breathe, that works, right?
It's massive. Yeah. And what you're doing in those moments, right, too, is you're accessing so much of yourself, right? Your earth energy, but you're also like when people are in nature, statistically, like, you know, the forest bathing, you know, there's a lot of great studies that have really shown that what you're doing is you're actually opening up like your psychic centers, you know, your third eye, and you're really opening up your crown chakra. You're really allowing, you know, that divine cosmic energy and information to just fill your heart with like with that joy, you know, that love. And it really opens your heart to like meditation. Amazing boundary strategy for boundaries.
Yeah, I love these. I'm going to re-listen to this whole episode and take notes so you guys can read them in the description. But everything you just said about Earth made me think of the Empress tarot card, mm-hmm. the major arcana cards.
Yes.
I've actually never gotten her, but I love that card. That's right. It's all about Mother Earth and nature and connecting to that energy. And all of the tools that you've given today, I'm going to be honest, they're tools that I didn't expect. I was kind of expecting you to be like, don't answer the phone, stay home, don't go socialize. And that's not serving anyone, because as humans, we need those things, but you know, connection, but your tools are exactly what we need to hear. It's not what I thought you were going to say, but it's what we need, because you're saying things like go within, find strength to take a pause, to ask yourself if this is serving you, breathe, find an intention so that you can find clarity, so you can make a decision about what's really going to serve you. And that is the money. That is it. Because when you, in your mind, ask yourself, what's the end goal? Mm-hmm. Is this really in alignment with who I am? You're going to get your answer. And I bet your bottom dollar, I can predict today at work, I'm going to need to practice the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and I'm going to do it. Yeah. And I'm going to text you and tell you how it went. Because that is so, this has been so, so good. And things that I needed to hear, and I know 100% people are going to need to hear, because it's not, I think people will expect like, don't answer the phone. But, mm-hmm. Reflect. Take a moment to reflect. What's your intention?
Right. And you know, that's a whole, like what you just described, like this is coaching.
Yeah.
Like I, you know, and everyone is different. And like you might want to, you know, embrace a different kind of boundary in a different situation. Right. And mm-hmm. I don't know that. You know that. You are the one in charge of yourself, and you have that divine power and that ability to reflect. And like you said, create that intention. Stop. Take a moment. How is this serving me? Right?
The answers are within. We know when something is draining us, and we can have the right tools to make good decisions to protect ourselves. I've gotten so much from talking to you as my life coach in general. Just having this conversation and reflecting on what I used to do and boundaries I used to not set, it's really powerful. So, Manjeet, is there anything else that you think we missed? I could talk to you for hours, obviously.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no, I think the other really great like strategies for boundaries you had mentioned in the episode before, and you talked about crystal energy, baths, smoke energy, which is like incense or sage, Reiki, life coaching, music is also a really powerful way to create intentional boundaries with yourself. So what I would invite your readers to do for boundaries as an empath, even if you're not an empath, I mean, seriously, we all need boundaries in our lives, right? Mm-hmm. It's, try them out. Experiment with all of these, right? Find the one that works for you. And that's how you create your boundary, your formula for boundaries, right? In certain situations, you get more confident and more familiar with, you know what? I'm talking to my kids right now. I really need earth energy, right? I'm going into a really high vibe meeting over here as a coach. I really want to open my crown chakra, but I want to stay boundary, right? You will figure that out. And if you ever need any support, you know where I am.
Yeah.
Because I love this shit so much.
I know. Seriously, after our last call, I got in my car and I was like, holy shit. There was so many, you know, huge moments. And this episode has done the same thing for me. Okay. So Manjeet, where can people find you? And I'll link everything down below too.
Oh, well, my website is a really great resource, I think, right? I think that's probably a safe place to find all my workshops and doing lots of fun stuff there. And that's infinitebalance.net. Of course, I'm on Instagram, Infinite Balance. Facebook, Infinite Balance Life Coaching. That's also a great way to, you know, kind of connect with me and like my page and all that bullshit. You know, I don't know.
And you post great content, and I'll, you know, make sure that when this episode goes live, I'll tag you and all that stuff. But, and if anyone listening is interested in life coaching, We do it virtually. So we do it on the phone, and it has been transformational for me. It has been huge to learn triggers and just really dig deep into my past and so that I can grow and flourish. So I highly, highly recommend Manjeet, obviously. But if you have any questions, you can reach out to me or to Manjeet. Everything is down below. Wow. I cannot thank you enough for doing this, my friend. This has been so much fun.
Love it. Yes, you are such a joy. And I have to tell you, the acknowledgement goes to you. You know, coaching is not a one-way street, right? It's you being vulnerable, being courageous, being open-hearted and willing to see yourself for what's happening. You know, what is the truth here? And so, you know, you really, you get a lot of street cred for that. Like, you know, I love that you're so, it's impactful, but you know, you are really doing the work, and that is a massive high five.
Thank you. Yes. It's hard and messy and fun and yeah, it's a fun journey. But well, thank you everyone for listening. And you guys know I say this at the end of every episode, the divine light within me or within us season honors the beautiful, bright divine light within each and every one of you, because it is there shining bright. And we will see you on the next episode.
Namaste.